The narcissist. I've dated more than my share of narcissists. I admit, I've been greedy with them. I know they're in high demand, and it wasn't until recently that I decided to take a break from that agreeably severe personality disorder and go with something a little less trendy. Narcissists can make great parents if you have no other parents available. Once you've grown up around them and can see the benefits of being raised under such adverse circumstances, you can venture out and manifest your own complex and rejecting relationships. My ex-girlfriend, Dion, was constantly delayed getting out the door as she repeatedly spun in front of her wall-length mirrors, trapped in the never-ending conundrum of how to leave an image of herself while still aroused by her own flirtatiousness. I used to tease her and tell her a story about our fantasy future children. If we had children, I would say, we would have twin girls because you're older and so you'd be on hormones. They would speak with an English accent because I'm such an Anglophile. They would run into the living room and say, mother, father, because that's what they would call me. Come look at mommy, they would shout. She's spinning again in the mirror and she's so beautiful. Look how she dances. She's so elegant and lovely. She used to lie about things I knew were false because I had been there. Dion, she would misquote me to myself about things I had said, invoking some patented brainwashing technique, repeating a lie as if it would morph into the truth. She distorted the present so the past would become more distortable later. I felt like a POW hypnotically believing her out of attrition warfare. The narcissist will never actually love you, but they may try and marry you and sleep with your friends. Try to find solace in the fact that you have good taste in friends, unless, of course, they do sleep with her. I got very silent. I shouldn't pick on the narcissist. They often lead long and lonely lives because everyone else is so fucked up. I was speaking to a friend who had an inkling of his own narcissism. I teased him. On your tombstone, it will read, "Even now, I'm getting something out of this." He liked it, though he insisted I give him credit for the idea. I stayed with Dion long after the expiration point of the relationship, blindly thinking she would change. Eventually, I concluded that people don't change because I want them to. Maybe she will change, years and even decades from now, when it's no longer important to me, and then only for irony's sake. The only reason I can say these things about narcissism is because we all hold a little nugget of the selfish crazy in our pockets. Maybe I have more than most. And it beckons, Gollum style, to others out there. I will enable you and feed your entitlement as if it were my own. Even now, I am getting something out of this. We all have supporting roles in this feature, quietly thinking,